And welcome to Season 9, Episode 4 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, once again, on the airwaves, gonna have a fun show, gonna have a not-so-fun show. It's, we got an emotional roller coaster for tonight's show. And luckily, I am here not doing it by myself. I am here with the Chief of the Goon. As always, Chief, how are you?
I have a pulled muscle in my back that is still hurting.
Oh, with you there. Yeah, that's not fun. I empathize 100%. What'd you pull it on? I mean, like, were you, like, doing something or just went stretched the wrong way?
I don't know what I did.
Could it be you're getting old?
I don't appreciate this agedness that's destroying my body.
It is not for the faint of heart.
Right. If you only stay young forever, like Goon, you'll be that age forever, won't you?
It sure feels like it every single day.
How are you, man?
You know, it has not been a good couple of days. The week from last week, unfortunately, has not gotten any better.
No.
The canine protective force is now one less. Our pal Doug, Showcat's best friend, did not make it. I am sad to say. The week progressed. Yeah, you know, last week, I guess we left it last week. I had brought him to the, yes, Showcat, I know. Here, I turned your microphone on, sweetie. You can come up and talk whenever you're ready.
The cat has its own microphone now. Okay.
Yeah, well, ain't technology grand.
Well, you're splitting your pay with her then.
Yes. So we left it that I went to the not-so-good emergency hospital, right?
Right. Yeah. And last we heard.
So picked him up the next morning and brought him over to the we'll just call him the regular vet.
Okay.
Nice people on the alternate vet for us. Because as you recall, my vet was out of town. And they watched him during the day and I watched him at night, and Tuesday and Wednesday he was better, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. There was no pooping. There was a little more eating, but there was still throwing up.
Right.
By Thursday, he was throwing up all the time again.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought him back in, and Thursday evening, the vet said, "Hey, we're going to have to go in again and see what's going on."
Wow.
Not what either the Goon, Doug, or the wallet wanted to hear.
Sure.
So they found one of the incisions leaking. They made their best effort at repairing it and reinforced all the others. And heeding my story about the not-so-good emergency hospital, they found another one for me.
Excellent.
Called MEAC. That it turns out I was at many, many moons ago.
Hmm. Okay.
And
MEAC?
Yes. They're in Rockville, Maryland, and a nicer set of people you will not find. First of all, when I went in, these are all real people. You know, we got people with tattoos. We got people with nose rings. We got people smiling to help me. Brought the gurney right outside here. Let us get, what's his name? Oh, his name's Doug. Great. Hiya, Doug. Let's get you up here. And I mean, they, night and day, I am in the process of writing a review for them with all the names of the people who helped me.
Cool.
You know, they did a really good estimate. They worked with us on getting some credit to help pay for everything. And they were only, their estimate for a day and a half was going to be about $3,700, which, yes, it's expensive, but it really seems more reasonable than $10,000, don't you think?
Holy moly.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, yeah. The other ER was $10,000.
Yeah.
You know, and that is with insurance paying.
So do they prefer pieces of silver when paid?
No, they were going to dip. They were like, Doug's a golden retriever. So we're just going to dip him in gold.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if only he was a copy receiver, it might have been a little cheaper for you.
Well, you know, if he would have just retrieved some gold, we would have been all set.
That would have been awesome.
So that was, he was there Thursday night, all day Friday. And we went to see him Friday evening, and he looked like he was doing a little better.
Excellent.
And Saturday morning, I get a call that said, you know, hey, all his numbers are pretty good. He's eaten for us. We did put in, not really a feeding tube, but a small tube to go and drip food into his stomach to get the intestines and everything working again, right?
Right.
And in the hour and a half it took me to get there, to get dressed, get up, get dressed, and get there, he had thrown up everything they'd fed him. And he had, it looked like he was a little water balloon. His abdomen had refilled with fluid.
Oh.
So we had him sample the fluid, and it was not good. And the solution was, well, we can do another surgery, but you'll have to go to a specialist vet, and you'll have to find one that's open on Saturday. And, I went and, there are going to be people that think I'm crazy. I went and talked to Doug.
I don't think that's crazy at all.
You know, it's like, all right, big guy, what do you want me to do? I mean, I can dip into my retirement and we can do this, but they're talking about a bowel resection and drains and weeks, if not months, of recovery. And he rolled away. I got one thump when he recognized me. He didn't react at all for hurricane.
Oh,
and
man.
he rolled away from me.
He was like, let me go.
I'm tired of fighting, Dad. Maybe I read it wrong, but I don't think so.
No, you were Dad. You knew.
Yeah. Now everybody here is looking for him. Especially Showcat. It surprised me. She has taken it the hardest.
Is it like when you're a jailer and the prisoner you like messing with the most is gone?
I think so. I think it kind of might be like that. But they had, from even when he was a puppy, they had a truce. He bothered the hateful kitten, but he didn't bother her.
So he wasn't totally Duck.
No. And Wendy is just looking for her toy. Stitch won't play snarly face with me. And she wakes me up in the middle of the night like I have all this energy.
Wow.
So yeah, that's it. The forever good boy. Remember, Doug, spelled backwards is good.
Exactly.
So that's the sad part of the week. We will overcome all of this. Thank you all for your kind words, especially number one fan who sent me several messages and
she's good people. I like her. I've known her all my life.
I'd heard that. Even when you were just a viable clump of cells.
Some people say that now. Clump that, just larger.
Let's be honest. You and I were annoying clumps of cells. Now
that's right. I shop at the big and tall clump store. You know, so
more of these feelings are called.
Yeah,
I'm so gross. Clumped. Oh God.
Oh my God. Oh,
God. A Yiddish joke. That's impressive, William.
Well done. So this week, Goonchild just told me that she and Fire Marshal Bill have changed internet providers.
Oh, okay.
They have abandoned Baron von Elon.
Okay, so here's the question. Did they change for technical reasons or political reasons?
Technical reasons.
You sure?
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, it was working. They were happy with the service. Granted, it's a little pricey, but they now have Spectrum Fiber.
They're big down here.
Yeah, I would have never guessed, Chief, that they would get to a town so small.
That's where they thrive.
Yeah, but what's the, I mean, the cost benefit for them is usually what you would think would go in someplace that's populated, right?
No. What if you look at the subsidies that they get, so technically it is you who have paid for them.
Fucking me. I feel so awesome.
Still, huh? Honored.
Yeah.
Still. So, still.
This is what is, when we were finding out about what was happening down here, they stated that, the government has given grants to modernize this area. And I looked at the area and they literally went around my house. So.
Did you have a Trump sign in your yard?
That is all there is over here.
Oh, okay. So you should have had a Biden sign, is what you're telling me.
No, because.
No, just.
There was There were two people with hair signs. I don't know what happened to them. I haven't.
There's signs of the people.
Yes.
The people.
Whoa.
The signs were put in the trash by the owners of the signs, I'm guessing.
As they were being ridden out of town on a rail?
Well, no. All I know for sure is that when I spoke to the installer who came into our yard and put the fiber link, I said, my house is right there. They go, yeah, but that's not where we're going. I said, your post is here. I am less than 100 feet. And he said, what do you want me to do? And I said, I want you to finish the install and go over here. And he said, I'm supposed to go to the next town over. I said, I was like, I'm going to dig this thing up. Nobody gets it now.
I have a hatchet. How are we going to play this?
Well, I mean, there's a pickaxe right next to it. I have been digging. He thought that I was one of those guys that made idle threats. And I'm here.
He don't know you very well, do he?
I made promises. That's what I made.
Oh, that's a shame about your wire.
Something must have happened.
Yeah. You know, if only there could be like a junction here, maybe that might make it better. You know, it's more stable.
If only there could be fiber in that home over there. I would have offered him a remuneration. That's money for you to take home and nobody knows.
I was like, don't use big words. It's late in the evening. My head hurts. Remuneration.
Ice show cat.
Remuneration.
Yeah. So
go ahead. I left it on. You can talk.
It was quite warm today. When it gets this warm, the evil ants appear.
Ah.
Ooh, the fire ants?
Yeah, so my wife comes in and her hand is swollen. I said, what happened? And she said, the ants. And I'm like, it is February. She goes, I know, and then muttered as she walked away.
Probably in Russian.
I needed her this week. The last emergency room doctor was Russian.
Good call.
She doesn't like my fake Russian accent either, by the way.
Doctors... And that, now, are you sure it was Russian?
She told me she was Russian, yeah.
Okay. Because most of them, they won't even admit that now.
She goes, but we're kind of bad guys right now.
Yeah, okay, so.
And I said, I don't think the Russian people are bad. I'm not real pleased with Putin. And I told her, I go, that's how I answer my phone at work. Hello, Putin's office, how may I help you? She goes, that's a Polish accent. And I went, I know, but nobody but you knows.
You could have said, well, I'm Polish. So, yeah.
Yeah, I said, I'm Polish. That's my grandmother. That's what I had to work with, okay? If you were my grandmother, then I'd sound like you. Except that she were my grandmother.
An Irish grandmother. So this would be my Russian, would it?
Yes, it would be.
Hey, it's me around doing my Russian accent.
But my goodness, all those fine people, If I hadn't said it before, I will say it again. Yeah, they're going to get a heck of a write-up tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, because they, even the way it ended, I'm pleased. I mean, I'm not pleased with how it ended, but it could have gotten a lot worse.
Choose your words better, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sure you
haven't gotten a lot. I haven't gotten a lot of sleep.
You'd think that with one less, you'd at least have your bed back.
Now he's Wendy's chew toy.
Exactly. Exactly. I wake up and she's trying to chew the hose from the CPAP machine. Which, by the way, that
Daddy is not trying to kill you. I'm going to save you.
Let me save you here. Chop, chop. Now it's hissing at me. Bark, 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 bark.
I don't, how do you stop them? But she's a, Wendy's a golden doodle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so how do you stop them from putting everything in their mouth?
Yeah, I go sleep downstairs with Showcat. That's been my
I don't think that's a valid answer to that question, sir.
It's not, but you asked what I did. So
okay. This is true.
They do have a spray called Bitter Apple that you can spray on things that you don't want them to chew. The problem with that is, I can smell the bitter apple while I'm using the CPAP machine, so
that'll feed your dreams.
I keep having dreams that I'm living in New Jersey.
Jersey, man.
What exit?
Yeah, 68.
There is no 68.
There is on the Garden State Parkway, pal. I believe that Swamp Fox would tell us that that is where our Jersey relatives were. Well, they were in Elizabeth.
The thing is, when somebody says what exit, they mean the New Jersey Turnpike.
Not always. Okay. And they lived in Elizabeth. You know who else lived in Elizabeth?
Was it a serial killer?
Depends on your point of view. He was the star of a TV show set in New Jersey.
There was a TV show set in New Jersey?
Yeah, called The Sopranos.
Oh.
Tony Soprano.
So Tony Soprano lived in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Okay, well, yes, here you go. That works.
At least that was some of the... I saw some of the signs for the area there. Yeah, I was like, huh. I don't... here, Showcat, get off the keypad. Thank you. Now she thinks she can cause trouble. So what else do we have today? Do we want to talk about the plane crash?
Which one?
Yeah, I know, right? Which one?
You know what? Pick.
Well, I think the story on the one that landed, the one that crashed into the house in where was that? Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that story has kind of been, I mean, we don't know why. Again, we too soon to know why it happened, but we kind of know what happened. It was a single engine. I mean, it was a single plane accident anyway. There was nothing crashed.
Single plane accident right after takeoff. They were about 1,600 feet in the air. I'm guessing they stalled for some reason.
Like too big of a hurry to get up and pointed it too far up.
Well, it's tough to say. One of my friends who is a retired, I believe, master sergeant for the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And he was he fixed a C-130 Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, that was going into the ground awfully fast, and I'm pretty sure there were flames behind it. So maybe they experienced a compressor stall on one of the engines.
What's a compressor stall?
So that's like when your car, a stall in an aircraft doesn't mean that the engine stalled.
No, it means you lose lift.
You lose lift on usually one or both wings. And whichever wing loses the lift, I think you lose lift on the left wing, you'll bank to the left and you'll become inverted.
Right.
Well, if your engines are still running and you you do what you're supposed to do, which is speed up, and you jam the throttles forward and you've lost your sense of where you are.
Yes, you come at the ground really quick and the ground comes back at you just as quick.
Yeah, so it could be something like that. It could be, you know, so the compressor stall causes a wing stall. And, but they don't know because right after, I mean, right after takeoff, they tell you, you know, contact departure.
Mm-hmm.
And they never heard whatever happened, happened in that short period of time. And they were too busy to talk about it.
Yeah.
A friend who said he is a pilot, and I don't know that he isn't, said that the three rules are, let me think now, aviate, navigate, communicate.
In that order.
In that order. So fly the plane, know where you are while you're flying the plane, and then you can tell people about it.
Right. If you're too busy to do any of the first two, you're not doing the third.
Right.
But isn't that why you have a co-pilot?
Not always. Sometimes it can, this was a Gulfstream, was it a Gulfstream? It was, wasn't it?
Learjet. Yeah.
Is that fly-by-wire? I guess not. There are very, very doggone few planes are fly-by-wire anymore, jets.
Right.
Well, it was sad. And when I was watching the other crash that happened, the big thing that I saw, or that was being pointed out, was the calmness of the person who was constantly saying, you know, do you see Roger? Do you see Roger? And then right before it happened, there was no jerking or anything. There's no reaction.
Straight in.
Yeah.
Right.
If we're going with they aim to hit those folks on purpose, I would say that's highly unlikely.
Why?
Because you're trying to hit a moving target going about 150 knots.
That's but difficult. You look at the trajectory, they never changed.
No.
They were higher than they were supposed to be. They were directly in the path.
Yes.
And as they said, they T-boned them, so it was a perfect hit.
Right. It was. But I think what the goon is trying to say is, in the land of mistakes, you are either evil or stupid.
Right.
And it's a lot easier to explain stupid than evil.
Well, right. Now, I think we're going to find for sure, Chief, that the helicopter was out of position from where they were supposed to be. We don't know why yet. But I think almost for sure, because they have both black boxes from the commercial plane, and the NTSB hadn't said anything yet. If they found something glaring that they were out of position, you'd have heard about it by now. I mean, you've heard about the altitude. Well, now, one of the problems...
Because they hid the fact that it was a female for obvious reasons, so...
Well, the reports are saying that the family asked them to pause releasing the name till they could notify the rest of the family. I mean, that's plausible.
Yes. Plausible and understandable.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't wait awfully long, maybe a little longer than they could have. The fact that they're not really saying that this was a person who was in the previous administration's White House is interesting. But right now, I don't know how that plays. I do know that the helicopter was too high.
Right.
Yes.
So
we know that we do know that it was not on the course that it was supposed to. We do know that the recertification and the stuff that is supposed to happen was not going as planned.
Right. Those for like, whatever like reason.
Facts. Yeah.
Well, they had said that this was a training mission. Was it a retraining mission?
I think so.
So the woman was seasoned and in the previous administration. The young person is the one who is getting trained. And then the other man, I don't know what his role was, but it doesn't see. And that's what gets me, because it doesn't make sense. I understand the blinders and looking straight ahead, so maybe they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there was, if something appears out of nowhere, let's say it was a mistake, then you would pull up, you would jerk your joystick in some direction, because it's naturally you jump just when you're scared and you're holding that thing pretty tightly, so any jump would cause it to move in any direction. It would bang,
which did occur on the commercial flight.
Yes, the flights did, the helicopter no.
Right. One pilot theorized that as the commercial flight was turning to land on the runway, because it happened literally 100 yards off the runway.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize till I was watching the live camera today while they were craning pieces out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize how close they were. But as they were banking left, I think it was, the belly of the commercial airliner would have faced the helicopter. Does that matter? I don't know. Maybe that makes it more difficult to see, because there's not a heat source there, but you would think they would see the engines with those, if in fact they were using night vision goggles, because we don't even know that at this point. We assume they were, though, because that's how you fly a Black Hawk, and that's what you're trained to do.
Right.
But why could they be too high? There are a number of reasons, all of which are, I don't know how plausible they are. One could be that the altimeter was broken. I would think that's the least likely. Mm-hmm. Another is that the altimeter was set incorrectly. Possible, but you would think one of the three pilots would have recognized that. The other one is when you're my friend who's the retired airplane fixer for the Air Force said that when you're flying low like that, you're not watching your altimeter anyway. You're learning to judge the distance. You're watching the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you're always watching, you know, if you're on the highway and all of a sudden there's a Jersey walls right close to you. You're watching the Jersey walls and trying to judge your distance.
Right.
And perhaps over a short amount of time, they drift upwards. That could have happened, but that, let's assume that was it. Why didn't the controller say something?
Right.
I mean,
literally their job, as you told me.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got a conflict alert. I don't, there are many things that are not understandable, and they got both a conflict alert. And I believe I heard a TCAS in the cockpit voice recorder that I heard has to be from the commercial plane, because I don't think military aircraft have them. I don't know that for sure, but I'm pretty sure. And I heard it go traffic, which is all you'll get at that altitude. But then I heard other people say, well, below 1,000 feet, we generally turn those off.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's a nuisance. So I don't know.
They said everyone, there were no survivors.
Right.
No, if something blows up and then falls to the ground 200 feet, barely is there going to be a survivor.
But it was the ocean.
Well, the river.
Okay, yeah, it was in water.
Only waist deep water.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we could have had a lot of people knocked out, and the ones that weren't, you're in freezing water, probably upside down. I don't know if it's short enough for you to crawl out of the water.
Nothing good is what you're saying.
There was a lot going against the people on the aircraft. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the helicopter, I mean, same problem. It's not like they're wearing wetsuits.
Right.
Man, this is so all these things happen, and then I'm told, hey, I gotta go somewhere. Like, I
first, you're gonna get in a helicopter, you're gonna fly it to the plane. No,
well, I don't know if this will make you feel better, but you know how everybody's making a whole lot of deal about the air traffic controller shortage. Okay, I worked on air traffic control roughly between 1995 and 2001.
Mm-hmm.
There were shortages then.
Yeah.
This is, and the worst agency I ever worked with in terms of being a contractor was the FAA, and by far. And remember, I worked with the IRS. They were far more reasonable than the FAA.
Well, they had money to pay you too.
Well, it took 2 years for them to let us go sit with the air traffic controllers to watch what they do so we could make them a man-machine interface that they liked.
Yeah, heaven forbid you actually, spend time with the end user.
Well, I mean, we didn't know. We thought a trackball with a bunch of menus would be a pretty cool thing. And the controllers were like, look, guys, It takes too long. You don't understand how busy they are up there. Then we got to sit in with real controllers and we were like, oh.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that'll never work. Because we were like, well, what's the matter with clicking a little plus thing for zoom in? And they showed us how many planes each controller has. And go, well, how do you zoom now? And the guy reaches over and there was a twisty knob.
Mm-hmm.
And he twisted it. He goes, it has to be that fast. Okay, then it has to be a twisty knob. You know, but again, we didn't know. We know how to make the software work, but we didn't know how to make it work for the people who are actually doing the job.
Right.
And that took literally forever. And IBM bid it on a fixed price contract, so they were always upset with how much money we were spending and how much time it was taking and yada, yada, yada. There were a lot of things wrong. And the technology wasn't where it is today. They had to do all specialized graphics hardware just to put up that many radar tracks quickly enough.
Right.
I mean, I bet you Mr. Browning's computers and his graphics cards are a million times more capable than what we had back then.
Heck, even my graphics card, and mine's old.
Maybe your phone is the...
It wouldn't surprise me.
It's sad.
That's
what it comes down to.
But a lot of the things that they're talking about have existed for a long time. Do they need to be changed? Yes. But you've already been flying under those conditions. It's just that you're aware of it now.
No, I was aware of it before. That's another big problem. As I go to these places, the biggest problem for me was when I was informed, because using the goon school of talk to people and they'll be nice to you, I learned that folks were not getting hired like they needed simply because they did not look or love the way that the government wanted them to.
Yes.
And that's the problem. That did not exist before.
Right. It's one thing to not be able to find qualified people to fill slots. It's another thing to not hire qualified people because they're the wrong qualified people. And I air quoting wrong until my fingers bleed.
Well, and that's the biggest problem. If you have the skills, who cares who you love? Who cares how much melatonin you have? None of that matters. You can either do the job or you can't.
I heard today that DEI should stand for didn't earn it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I was like, whoa. I can't take credit for that one. Was not me. But holy cow, patties, that was funny. Yeah.
I know that you enjoyed the email that was in your email box this morning, didn't you?
I did.
That's a little present from the weekend, wasn't it?
Yes. The our government customer sent an email to the entire workforce
that all pronouns would be removed from official signature blocks. Everybody has a signature block on your email. Every email must have a signature block so we know who sent it and who's receiving it, blah, blah, blah. And there better not be any of those there, they, hims, theirs, ours, these, yours, and so on.
Name, rank, serial number. That's it.
Right. And if you're, you know, scum contractor, you have to put your contracting company. So, yeah.
So I have to put Bob the software.
There you go.
Bob
the software.
Yes, dude, I would work for him in a New York second.
Do you think I could get, I could change mine to Happy Bowl LLC and see if anybody notices?
I'd be interested to see how long it took.
Long enough for the security people to go, okay, funny man, let's go.
Right.
We're going to copy your
logo, right? You know. Yeah. No, it's, yeah, wow. One of my coworkers, he sent me, an email from someone that he has regular contact with, and their signature block is just this blossom of rainbow shades and words. And I thought that person is probably losing their little mind today because their signature block is going from, like, I don't know, 3 inches tall to like 4 lines.
I am Bob.
I am Bob.
Hello, my name is Bob.
Jose Jimenez.
So, I just thought of two dad jokes that I was told this week in an effort to make me feel better about everything that happened. What do you call a guy with a shovel over his head?
What do you call a guy with a shovel over his head?
Yeah.
What?
Doug. Same guy, no shovel?
Huh.
Douglas.
Wow.
That's terrible.
That's horrible.
I hope that made you feel better.
It made me groan.
Is that like in the same category as the guy with no arms and no legs? He's hanging on the wall.
I know every single one of those jokes. My favorite one is the guy under a pile of leaves.
What's it?
Russell.
I like art. Yeah.
Art is good. Bob is good. Matt is good.
Wow. I've not heard these, and I've been a dad for a long time.
My God, these are awful jokes. We also told dead baby jokes, which, no, we're not going to do those on the show.
All right. I understood that there was something wrong with you. I didn't realize it got that bad.
Okay, as boys, we always had the worst jokes. You know, like, what is black and white and can't turn around in narrow hallways?
I'm afraid that...
I know Goon already knows the answer, don't you, Goon?
Yes.
It's a nun with a javelin through her head.
Like, how would I think of her? How did the javelin get there?
Doesn't matter. She can't.
How's he not dead?
Save your seat, brother. You know, good thing we're not on YouTube, because this would get us taken off.
I'm pretty sure.
We wouldn't have made it past like season 4.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What a shame. Nope. But you know, so we're having all these particular things going on in our life.
Our lives. I'm sorry. I thought you meant all the, you know, stuff in the news. That's all winning.
I had a genuine moment of concern. So I made a mistake and I used Google for a search. And after, I was like, Chief, you know better than this. But so you did this to yourself, basically.
What, they found you?
No, it, I was looking up what is happening to Ukrainians because, you know, not only is USAID being, well, not being, it was violently shut down.
Yellow jays of everything.
That's a quintessential hostile takeover.
Yeah.
So old Marco rolls in and goes, I'm in charge here now.
So I wondered what is going to happen to the Ukrainians. Like stated, in pulling up the Google search, it is Orange Man is destroying lives of Ukrainians. I was like, well, that's no good. And it said, you know, it was story after story of bad thing. And I was like, well, I won't be telling anyone in the family about this. But then,
yeah,
I did not use Google, and I did a search, and all of a sudden, it said, Kristi Noem extends the temporary protected status for another 2 years. I was like, where on earth was the actual, you know, truth? Because that, once it came bang, alleviated all fears. Now it's, oh, all you've got to do is what you had to do before, which is,
Wait a second. So Ukraine has a temporary protective status?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. Your girlfriend didn't tell you?
I wouldn't keep repeating that. Like when I saw that, I was like, well, that's dangerous. I'm not going to comment there.
Yes. She's not my girl.
If I knew her, I would get her to knock on your door just so that she could take a video of you stammering.
That's okay. She's busy. She's down on the border.
Yes, over here.
Wrangling bad guys. So
riding horses and yeah.
Right.
Well, either way, it made it a lot. As Mr. Browning said, however bad you hate the media, it's not enough. Which crusts have also said.
True enough. Yes.
Because I could not believe that. How many people are worried about something that is a thing that they should not be worried about at all? Because the media lies, and they lie off.
Didn't the Goonchild say to you that, like, you know, all funding was cut everywhere or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. She goes, are you still working? Because I thought all funding was cut. That was the article I read. No, honey. It's only funding to foreign nations and not all of that.
And much to most of people's surprise, we don't actually work for foreign nations.
And
we're Americans here.
She's like, I don't even know what that USAID is. I go, well, six of the people that work for them were in your mom's class last week. But her class, yeah, you know, that's
I do have a question about that, because as the thing that I sent out, everything I saw, it just, the things kept getting worse.
Yeah.
And I was like, if they're really doing this, this is more
money laundering and bioweapon research. And from what I understand, there's a reporter who was talking to somebody at Fox News today. He's been doing stories about USAID since the Reagan administration, where basically they've spent a good ton of money setting up socialist organizations in South America. And you would think, well, why would they do that? And the thinking back in the Reagan era was, we don't want the commies coming in. We don't want the Soviet Union coming in and taking over South America. So in order to shunt the Soviet Union, we will set up socialist economics things in South America, because they obviously want it, but they'll be American socialist things as opposed to Russian socialist things, which makes no sense at all. But there's a lot of money involved, so what the heck, why not? That was in the 80s. They're still doing it. And we're like, nobody wants that down there. There are South American countries like, no, we'd rather not have the USAID money, because they set up rabble rousers. They foment uprisings. Okay. Like they're not aiding anybody. What little they do in terms of actual aid, I think Rubio made the correct point. He goes, we will absorb those things into the State Department where they will be monitored, and the rest of it is just gone.
Well, instead of getting, you know, one of my coworkers suggested that instead of giving money, oh, you need grain and tractors and farming supplies. Well, okay. So we'll give you, I'll make up an amount of money, $100 million. And what you're going to get, though, is vouchers to go buy from John Deere and Quaker Oats and whoever.
But you can't give the vouchers to Soros, and he can't turn those into money to go fund campaigns. Come on.
Right. When you can't bribe local officials with those either.
Right. You want a tractor?
I mean, I don't want a tractor. Oh, no, the big
green machine. Tragic mark in your lot.
The big green machine die on you?
No, it's not big enough.
Gotcha.
I need more power.
Look at you.
Talk to Swamp Fox. Send him an email.
What, can he deliver one? Because
he can buy it all the way.
Well, I know what to buy. That's, buying it is not the problem. The problem is the act of buying.
I mean, right. A couple of years ago, we could have gotten you a nice 1930s Silver King.
That might,
of course, you have to start it with a hand crank.
I don't care how I have to start it, as long as it starts and it does the job, because that's what is missing. The job is not getting done. These stupid storms keep putting huge logs in the yard, and now I'm out there with an axe, you know, singing Southern spirituals.
Now I have visions of you.
Sweet nobody. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
These logs are huge.
Yeah, hitting them with an axe isn't going to get rid of them.
You need beavers.
It broke the chainsaw chain. Wow. So I need to get a new chain. It may have also bent the
bar.
Yeah. Ooh. So, I mean, I thought it was oak, but apparently there were rods in these things. I don't know, man.
Petrified?
Everything here is set up. No, it's like they, when you know the what is it? It's like rebar that they will attach to a tree to make it grow straight.
They left the rebar in there?
Yeah, after 20 years, the tree grows around it.
That's not good when you're there with your chainsaw. That can cause you to eat your chainsaw.
Yeah, so the cane flew off, and I'm pretty sure it took part of the bar with it.
Okay, so I've heard that you guys have been having some warm weather.
It is 80 degrees.
You need a large Fresnel lens. And then you can just burn it like the laser death ray.
You saw how thick that was, right?
I've seen the laser death ray break rock, so might take you a bit, but it'll work.
No, the point is the,
was that on ray, Star Trek? What?
No, on YouTube.
Fire. It'll set it on fire.
Yeah,
and an object like big on fire will burn down everything.
Suddenly there's a wildfire in parts of Texas.
And now there's a knock on your door and you open it up and all you see is the Siberian Express.
Right. And a 12.
That'd be the last thing I see.
And the last thing I see is the Siberian.
Oh my God, it's Baba Yaga. Crap.
Pre-mail what I was really doing, yes.
There are people that are John Wicking every movie that Keanu's in.
Really?
They take every interaction that, so he's in a movie called Siberia, mm-hmm. and he speaks Russian, and the guy goes, are you sure you want to do this? And then he looks up, and it cuts into him doing Wick-related activities. And so now, he was in a movie called Knock Knock, where, you know, uninvited guests mess with his life. Mm-hmm. They get John Wicked. There's I think it's called Replicant. It's something where he like cloned his family and people are after him. They get, it's, you can John Wick anything. That's what I have learned.
That's the beauty of it.
And
you know, simple pleasures of life of just John Wicking it all.
Yeah. One thing that I did not know,
Do
you know who the the major Hollywood benefactor to the John Wick series?
No.
Who?
Eva Longoria.
Really?
Really?
The stuntman did not have enough money. Eva Longoria, as a loan, gave them $6 million to finish the movie. And it said that she's still getting royalties to this day. And she said, that was one of the best investments I ever made.
That's awesome.
I'll just bet.
Yeah, that's crazy money. Yeah. Wow. The things we learn on this show. I feel like I learned something today.
Me too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, by the old clock on the wall, we've beaten the minimum criteria for Mr. Browning. No, I'm just kidding. We hope you've enjoyed this show. It's been a little high, a little low. We're all going to miss Doug. Doug's in a better place. And we will persevere and move on. But before we move on, maybe a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode, Showcat has requested a moment of silence to honor the life of her friend Doug. In lieu of commercials this week, we will honor her request. This is for Doug.
Thank you, and good night.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.